This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski, Dan Doherty with you here on this Tuesday. So, Section 4 high school sports are back for some people, not for everybody. And one of the sports that is not participating at this time is another high-risk sport, and that is basketball within Section 4 and within the IAC. And I know, Dan, for you, I mean, you miss this just as much as everybody else, because usually you're out and about calling all of the games, calling all of the action, and here we are still waiting for some answers to questions as to whether or not we're going to see a season or not.
Yeah, I definitely miss it. I mean, this was the bread and butter of my job, and right now I haven't been able to do that since, what, February, March? So, yeah, it's been a long, long time, and it seems like there's growing advocacy to bring back these high-risk sports around New York State.
Yeah, and it all starts right here in our own backyard in Section 4 high school basketball. Joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is Ed Heslop, head coach of the Southern Cayuga girls basketball team. And Ed, how are you handling this whole process of not being able to be out there in coaching the girls?
Well, certainly there seems to be a level of withdrawal going on. By this time in the year, we're well into the season and starting to look forward to sectional and other levels of higher levels of play, and unable to do that. And so far with Southern Cayuga, we've been unable to get the girls together at all. Today, we're on Tuesday. We'll be able to get at least in the gym for the first time this year. It's been tough, and tough on the girls.
And seeing these low risk sports start to compete,
high risk. The data says they're the same risk. So the this arbitrary, based on the scientific data, if we're going to go with the science, basketball is not and volleyball are not high risk sports. There is no transmission, and this is correlated with a number of programs around the nation and other states that are active in their winter sports programs, and they're not seeing transmission. Actually, they're seeing transmission levels at lower than what is the common thing. For the girls, it's a lot of frustration and difficulty. Why do they get to do it and we can't? And how do we do things? And we try to communicate with them and be a little rah-rah or encouraging. Go out in your backyard, go in your garage, try to do something, go for a run. But it's hard.
You know, what is your message going to be to your team? You mentioned that you're finally going to be able to get them back at it, at least, you know, in some capacity. What's going to be your message to the girls, knowing that, hey, they're essentially doing, you know, all of this, but, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel quite yet?
We're basketball coaches and youthful kids, so the natural optimistic tone will come through. We've got to get ready. We're going to work on skills because we can't have a lot of contact type drills. We need to the masks and distancing and all that. So let's just work on things, start getting ourselves in shape, be optimist that it's going to turn around and common sense and logic and science is going to prevail. And we'll be playing abbreviated, but at least some level of a season.
And there's growing support from, you know, state senators, local government people, assembly people. How important is that to try to get into Cuomo's ear, to try to get something going as far as high-risk sports go?
Well, everything helps. Mm-hmm. And certainly they're getting to be people at the state level with a lot more influence than a few of us basketball coaches have that are recognizing that this delay, this push off, this lack of information is really harming and not doing a benefit to our student athletes and our student bodies and communities. And the growing consensus looking at the data says they should be playing. And so all the support you can get based on science is got to help, has to help.
We're chatting with Ed Heslop, head coach of the Southern Cayuga girls basketball team here on BTL. Obviously, we're kind of waiting and seeing what happens with the Section 4 in the New York State high school basketball season. When was the last time you heard anything from the higher-ups in, you know, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association or anything? Because it feels like it's been some time since they've publicly have made mention of any of this.
Oh, without holding a date, I think it was early November. New York State Public Athletic Association really has been silent and disappointing in that they're not being aggressive and proactive to the benefit of our communities and student athletes.
So what is the frustration level? And not to put words in your mouth if it's something else, but, you know, is somebody who is a basketball fan in this community, I want to see basketball back, and it just feels kind of frustrating for me. How does it feel for you as a coach?
Oh, it's awful. And the lack of information and lack of communication and lack of goals is really frustrating. It just makes it difficult. We have seniors, all of us coaches have seniors that are lost their spring season, lost their fall season, now losing the winter season. Back in the spring, it made a little sense because we didn't know. That's not the case anymore. Now we know. I mean, there's tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of interactions across the nation. It's frustrating for the kids to know that it's not a high risk sport and a high-risk venture, but still be restricted from coming in. And we got seniors going to lose the season or lose most of it here, and they've looked forward and they've worked hard to get here, and it's really frustrating.
And how prepared is the IAC to get going once you guys get the green light? It seems like all the preparations are in place and you're just waiting for that signal.
I think we're reasonably in place. There will always be a little adjustments, assuming we get the signal and it's not burdened with a lot of fluff or things that have marginal value but take a lot of time and effort. I think we could start pretty quickly. If the state mandate comes down with a lot of restrictions and controls, then the league will have to adjust.
And Ed, before we let you run, what would your message to those who have the power to give the green light be?
Let the kids play. Let the kids play. The science is saying this is not a risk sport, not only basketball, but volleyball. Let the kids play. The science is there. The support is there. We now know the impact. We now know the transmission rates. We now know pretty much how to control it. And it's not that difficult from what we're doing. So let the kids play.
Ed, as always, we really appreciate the time. We hope we get to see you and the girls out there at some point or another. But in the meantime, be well out there, and I'm sure we'll be chatting with you soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.